Welcome back to Geography 101, the podcast that takes you on a journey to the world's most fascinating places, unpacking not just their maps and coordinates, but their soul, their contradictions, and the forces that shape them. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and welcome once more, because Geography 101 is on the move. People, on the move. So, on a journey to the world's most fascinating places. Wow, that'd be amazing. And I'm setting your compass on destination that defies easy definition. It's a peace and place where ancient incense swirls between skyscrapers of glass and steel, where the quiet of a mount and, of course, a mountain trail exists just a minute from one of the densest urban canyons on Earth. Today, we're exploring Hong Kong. It's not just a city, it's a spectacular collision of geography, history, and a sheer human will. We're going to drive into how a tiny, ragged collection of islands and a peninsula become a global icon, and how its unique physical landscape continues to indicate destiny. Let's begin. Let's start with the most fundamental geography truth about Hong Kong. It was never supposed to be easy. The territory comprising over 250 islands and mountainous peninsula attached to mainland China offers almost no natural flat land. It's an iconic skyline. It's a direct architectural rebellion against geology. Victoria Peak soars behind Central District is not a scenic backdrop, but is a bold granite wall that forced the city to grow vertically instead of horizontally. While the other global cities sprawled and easily outward, Hong Kong look up this vertical imperative born from a scarcity for available land. It's the primary reason it's one of the most densely populated places on the planet. While entire neighborhoods functioning as a three-dimensional multi-level ecosystem connected by escalators, walkways, and bridges that rarely touch the actual ground. The name itself is geography promise. Hong Kong translates to fragrant harbor, and these deep naturals sheltered poured between Hong Kong Island and the Kowloon Peninsula is the singular geographical lottery ticket that birthed the city. In the age of sail and steam, a safe typhoon sheltered anchorage with a deep water access to the South China Sea was a prize beyond measure. The British did not choose the spot for its beaches. They chose it because the harbor was a perfect natural checkpoint and refueling station for the opium and tea trades. The entire historical arc of Hong Kong, from a collection of fishing villages to a colonial trading post, is the story of written by the hydrography of Victoria Harbor. The geography of Hong Kong is a masterclass in political fragmentation. In 1898, the Second Convention of Peking leased the new territories and over 200 islands to Britain for 99 years. This created a bizarre temporal border, a time bomb sticking inside a map. For nearly a century, the relatively tiny Kowloon Peninsula and Hong Kong Island were ceded in perpetuity, while the vast new territories comprising over 80% of the landmass, most of its water catchments, had a legal expiration date. This geography reality means that the 1997 Hanover was not just a political choice, it was a logistically inevitability written into the boundaries themselves, because the dense urban core simply could not survive without the hinterlands reservoir of farmland. The urban footprint of Hong Kong is staringly deceptive. Only about 25% of total land area is developed, and the rest is shocking, wild, and verdant country park system. This is the great geographic paradox of the city. You can be in the hive of capitalists, the heart of Causeway Bay, one of the most expensive retail strips on earth, and within 20 minutes be hiking a volcanic rock tail overlooking empty white sand, beaches, and the infinite blue of the Pacific. This is not carefully manicured garden city. It's a place where dense subtropical jungle literally grows over abandoned villages, and wild boars and porcupines wander down from the hills into residential estates at night. A constant reminder that the nature is not a visitor here, but a co-tenant. Reclamation is not just engineering project in Hong Kong. It is redefining geographical process of its existence. Faced with those insurmountable mountains and desperate hunger of flat land, the city has been steadily eating into the sea for over 115 years. Entire district you see today, including the financial headquarters of Central, the runway of the old Kai Tak Airport, and the glittering West Kowloon Cultural District are built on land that was once water. The very coastline drawn on old maps is Newbury deep inland. Hong Kong did not just build on its geography, it's physically rewrote it, adding over 70 square kilometers of a new land and testament to survival instinct, measured in a cubic meters of sand and granite. The climate adds another layer of intensity to the geographic drama. Hong Kong sits squarely in the subtropical monsoon zone, meaning it experienced a year of a split into a distinct personalities. The summer is heavy, humid, blanket of tropical air, bringing a torrential rains and the ever-present seasonal anxiety of typhoons that spiral in from the Pacific. These are not abstract weather events. The typhoon warning system is a deeply embedded cultural and economic rhythm, dictating when schools is closed and shutters go up. Then comes the autumn, a sublime, crisp, golden season of clear skies and perfect hiking weather that has inspired centuries of Chinese poetry and offers a brief, glorious window of climate peace. The border with Shenzhen is arguably the most significant geographic boundary of the late 20th century. For decades, it was a hard, militarized bamboo curtain, a near, impenetrable divide between two worlds. Then in 1980, it became controlled membrane or membrane of opportunity when Shenzhen was designed and designated China's first special economic zone. The map did not change, but the political functions of the line did, triggering migration of manufacturing and financial alchemy that transformed a sleepy border town into a tech megacity of 17 million people. What was once a geographic dead end became a portal, the factory of the world, and later a complex integration that physical yoke of the two cities together with bridges, tunnels, and high-speed rail. The outer island formed a constellation of a completely different worlds, a rural diaspora that feels centuries removed from Neon Core. Lantau Island, twice the size of Hong Kong Island itself, was historically a sleepy retreat of the monasteries and fishing villages. Its geography was so imposing that a modern city did not emerge until the colossal engineering feat of the airport platform and the Lantau Link bridges literally bolted it to the urban core in the 1990s. Even today, on islands like Chongchu or Pingshu, cars are banned and the primary mode of transport is still the bicycle. These islands are living museums of pre-skyscrapers, Hong Kong, where the rhythm of life are still dictated by the tides and the ferry schedule, not the stock market ticker. The geometric or the geomantic, I should say, the geomantic landscape of Feng Shui is an invisible cartography that profoundly shapes the physical city. The traditional belief that mountain behind the water in front channels auspicious dragon energy has dictated the setting of everything from ancient villages to a Norman Foster HSBC building. The costly hole in the Repulse Bay apartment complex was curved to let the mountain's dragon pass through to the sea. This is not a folklore. It's a living geographical practice that influenced property prices, architectural design, and urban planning. To understand Hong Kong built environment, you need two maps. One of the tangible topography and one is the intangible powerful flows of cosmic energy believed to underpin it. Finally, Hong Kong's role as a global maritime choke point remains its ultimate geography destiny. The territory sits astride some of the busiest shipping lane on the planet, the gateway of the Pearl River Delta, the world's greatest concentration of manufacturing might. The massive container port, once busiest in the world, is relentless, 24-hour ballet of cranes and barges. This is not just a city of the sea, it's a central processing unit for global trade. Long after the political structures have transformed, the unchangeable geographic fact remains. The deep sheltered water and its strategic positions on the map of the global capital flows will continue to dictate its relevance, proving that in the end, geography is really is destiny. Yes, once more, people, Hong Kong, please visit it if you have time. It's one of busiest cities in the world, or busiest city in the world. So please do visit our official website of our podcast that we are creating, www.universalpodcast.net, and of course our online radio, Live 365 in the US and radio.com in the UK under Universal Podcast Network. More to come, people. See you soon.